Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is the, it's Monday morning, the 18th of July.
Wow.
We're already halfway through the summer. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're here with Bad Bob. Good morning. Did you have a nice weekend?
It was well enough. Is it a bad sign when someone like me, who's fairly media connected, decides to become a news hermit over the weekend?
Yes. No, it's wonderful.
No, it's
I
not a bad.
Totally get it.
Not a bad deal. Okay. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, everybody. On this Monday morning, it's 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be around 87 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 64. Tomorrow will be highs of 88 with mostly clear tomorrow with 63. Sunny with 91 on Wednesday. And as if you've heard, I'm sure you've heard by now what we're heading into. So prepare yourself. Water your house down. Water your plants. Friday's near 100, but Saturday's 105, and Sunday is 100, and, well, according to this, 108. But, you know, Monday's not in here, but according to Bob, he looked at the forecast, it would be 111. So we're going to be in that surge again. So this would be the time to get your air conditioned, fixed, tuned up, get your everything watered down. You know what I mean. So anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Each time we read the weather, they have sponsored it. So we really appreciate Chuck Kinney and his family. They are the owners, veteran-owned business. He just came back from Vietnam. I mean, the guy is incredible, and his family, his wife, beautiful. Veteran-owned business, and they do give senior and veteran discounts. Reaching out to our community always. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, a lot of things happening. You know, and speaking of Chuck, and when his trip back to Vietnam, he brought with him Mike Sprayberry, who traveled with Chuck back there. And Mike Sprayberry is a Medal of Honor recipient for a battle in the Oshawa Valley. And this is where they went back to look for the MIAs, which is what they do. But Sprayberry said, you know, we were talking about, you know, that Chuck knew my cousin, Jim Roche, and called Rocket Roche. He was a helicopter pilot during Vietnam in 1970-71. And he said, well, you know, gosh, my wife knows him. And I received the nicest letter, email, from Mike Sprayberry's wife, Julie. And her brother had been killed in Vietnam. He was a Loach pilot, a light observation helicopter, and had been killed in 1969 when she was 9 years old. And he was 10 years older than her. She never knew him. They never really talked about it. So she was trying to find more information about her brother. And she said the first person that responded to her was Lou. Well, now, we called him Jimmy. Our whole life we called him Jimmy. But he went by his father's name was, his middle name was Louis. So he started going by his father's name, Lou. And then, of course, it was Jim Lou Rocket, because that was his call sign in Vietnam. But she wrote one of the nicest emails I have ever received in my life, talking about him and how much he had helped her and the things he did to make her feel, you know, part of the community of the Helicopter Pilot, Vietnam Pilots Association, and the things that he did. And she knew things about him that I didn't know. So it was really nice to hear something like this. I passed it on to the rest of the family, and it was just just really heartfelt and sincere. And it makes you, you know, then you realize things about my cousin who was, I mean, he was a tough guy. Things about him and things that he did after the war. You know, I knew about the rest of his life. I didn't know so much of what he was doing with the Vietnam Pilots Association. But it obviously, reaching out to people like this, having a great impact on him. And she was so sorrowful to hear about his death. And she has, like I said, she wrote me an email, and I can't say enough about it, how nice it was.
Really,
you read, I read it to you.
The courage and kindness of what these heroes do after they get back from combat. Anyway, we've got a lot to cover this morning, and on the phone with us is Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Linda. I got a question for you this morning. It's going to be a little bit lighter. But I want to talk about Kleenex. Good morning.
Kleenex. Okay.
Now, you know, I go to VA once a year, half a year, to get my glasses, and they give me one Kleenex every time I get my eyes dropped in them to dab them.
They give you one to dab both eyes.
Right. Now, my wife has Kleenex in the bedroom, in the bathroom, on the front room, in the kitchen, all over the place. And I spend more money on a Kleenex than I do on a hamburger. Is this a woman thing?
Well, I got to tell you, it cracked me up because the first thing I thought of was my mother. Because my mother she brings Kleenex when she visits.
She brings toilet paper when she visits. I'm still not sure what that is.
Because
we have tons of toilet paper.
No, we ran out one time.
That was 9 years ago.
I don't care. She takes. Anyway,
she
no, it is. It is. It's. I think it's just because it's a convenient thing. It's like having glasses in every room. So
wondering because I have Kleenex all over the house. I can't understand where all the Kleenex goes even.
Oh my God!
Well, obviously, there's a Kleenex monster in your house, Henry, because it's stealing Kleenex.
Every once in a while, I pick a few up off the floor, but I mean, my God, you can't believe the amount of Kleenex we go through here, and I don't use any.
Well, you know what? You're now just become the spokesperson for the Kleenex company.
You know,
I thought I'd make that a little lighter this morning.
Really,
well, thank you. Thanks,
really
Henry.
Cute.
You have a
Thanks,
nice
Henry.
Day.
Yeah, bye.
You know, while we're talking about this morning, we can either wait till after the break.
Let's go to break early.
All right. We're going to go to the break early. When we come back, a couple dedications of memorials of some people. I want to talk about a few people that have recently passed that meant a lot to me. And then let's talk about what we did over the weekend.
Well,
and
talk about Baton Rouge.
Yes. Of course, we're going to go there. But, I mean, I'm just talking about as we get through some things here. Let's take a break here. KCNR 1460 on the beautiful Monday.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReddingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday, 7:17 in the morning. 63 degrees.
When a man loves a woman.
Going up to only 87 today. Are we blessed today?
When a man loves a woman, he'll buy her a Sleep Number bed.
That's okay. Right. That's what it's about, is a Sleep Number bed, and that's right. It is, summer is going by so rapidly, and the only thing I can say is that we're on the run, and I'm going to tell you a story a little bit later about rowing or about kayaking on Whiskey Town, and frankly, if I am so happy I had my Sleep Number bed, because I changed the settings dramatically last night. That's right, it's dual air technology. It's rated best in the United States by Consumer Reports. It's just a great bed. My Sleep Number setting usually is around 55. This time it was 75. Linda's Sleep Number setting is still 40 because she was just, locomoting over the lake. It was like she's just barely touching the surface of the water while some of us were towing a barge behind us, it seemed like. Anyway, hey, the thing about Sleep Number is it allows you to have the best night's sleep in your life. Diet, exercise, and sleep. We had all three yesterday. Thanks to Sleep Number. That's right. And right now, a queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. It's a great value. With Sleep IQ technology, it gives you hints about how you can sleep better. And you can't do anything better than that. All of this is at Sleep Number, and it's at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over, see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals over there, and they'll help you find a bed. And if it's true love, you will buy your love a Sleep Number bed.
You still have your individual freedom.
That's right. You don't have to sleep with the same number the other person does. That's right.
You can do your thing.
All right. Now, okay, some people meant something.
First of all, my mentor, when I look back at my mentors in my life, the first man that I actually sang with his big band, well, first of all, it would have been Ron Klinkenberg, who was the leader of the jazz band when I was in 7th and 8th grade. You know, you're trying to find yourself. And he just helped bring me into music and photography and helped me think about, you know, the creative side of my life. So that was great. But then along came Buddy Harpham. So I was 15 the very first time. My parents had to drive me, and I had the opportunity to sing with the Buddy Harpham Orchestra, the big band in Sacramento. We used to do these afternoon tea dances as well, and then once a month these dances that would be, I think it was called the El Dorado, down in Sacramento. And it was my first time to really watch people, you know, these wonderful couples that would dance together. And it was during, even though this was in the 70s, they were dancing of the songs from the 40s and the 50s, which I still do today and still have great affinity to it. So it was with Buddy Harfum that I did You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You and Pocket Full of Dreams and different songs that he would have me sing. He was a great mentor of mine. He just recently passed away in his 90s. Got an email that I opened up this morning from another friend who actually videotaped our wedding, you know, Carl, and he is a saxophone player as well. But Buddy Harfum, I'm sure, mentored through the years many, many, many people. A great man. He was a good friend. He was just wonderful to me. So good feelings and blessings to the family of Buddy Harfum. Somebody else who just passed away who had a lot of meaningful, I'm sure many, many tributes will be in her honor is Agnes Marshall of Weaverville. She was 104 when she passed away. She's a true pioneering woman. I had the great honor of knowing her and her family. She was fierce in her how she viewed the world. She was, believe it or not, she was the woman who would drive to the one-room school that she taught in, would bring soup and go through the snow of, you know, they had like at one time, you know, it was during the pioneering days where they had no electricity and moved to Weaverville at a certain time to build a better life in the, what would that have been, the teens or the 20s. Anyway, she was 104. She just passed away. So kudos to all of the family and to I feel a better person and a blessed person for knowing Agnes Marshall. So there.
So there. Hey, another tragedy. Another assassination. This time in Baton Rouge. Three policemen shot and killed in an ambush type scenario. Two more wounded. One in severe, one in serious condition, one not life-threatening, it appears. The shooter was walking down the road and was holding an M16-type rifle. Somebody called the police. When the police showed up, he was hidden and he killed the first three and wounded the next two before the police finally could spot him and then take him down. The shooter is a guy out of... This is the strangest thing. He's out of Kansas City, Missouri. So he rented a car and drove 700 miles down to this location to have the to attack the police. The other thing is that he was a Marine, a former Marine, and served for 5 years, a tour in Iraq, a tour in Okinawa. But he was in for 5 years as a data network specialist. And was, you know, obviously, you know, was bright and be able to do those jobs. And also made it to sergeant and received an honorable discharge. So for those 5 years, from 2005 to 2010, then he was a good Marine. To be promoted, you know, be promoted constantly like that. Well, well, at least there's nothing in his record there to keep him from being promoted. And if it's the same guy that was down at the University of Alabama, he was on the dean's list. And they said he got involved in some of more of a nationalist organizations. And he has had several things he put on Facebook lately that's been strange. Like if you're going to, the only way to have peace is to fight for it, that kind of thing. Anyway, but it's the bottom line is five more police shot, three killed, and you know Obama comes on the President Obama comes on and says we got to like start toning this down here. I mean, we can't have this where, you know, police are called. Now if they're being called to an emergency or to a family dispute or anything like that, they're going in there with at least two cars or two cops there for backup because there's just things that are going on right now. This unrest that's going on, unrest, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just a constant drain on the police when they're going to these. I mean, it's already bad enough when they go to calls that they don't know what it is. But then when they go in there and it could be something, it could be a simple call, oh, we've got this going on, and they drive up and somebody's waiting to kill them. I think that, you know, we need to have. This is where, you know, I wrote a blog and said it's time for the communities to step up and say, hey, look, well, this is not what we want. This is not doing our communities and our people any good to have things like this. We need the, you know, I don't care if Clinton and Trump or, you know, rip each other's throats out, but they need to come across like this. Yeah, we need law and order, but we also need these our communities to come together. And talk about this, and let's just, you know, we talk about a Muslim terrorist doing things, like in San Bernardino and like in Orlando. They're saying, well, you know what, somebody should have known about this. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing in these attacks on police or anything. There's people know about this. They should tell somebody. It's not just attacks on police. It's attacks on other people. How many people got killed in Chicago this weekend? How many people get shot down in Baltimore? The people know that this is going to happen. They need to call the police and let them know so we can kind of like put a lid on this, or at least kind of slow this down. I mean, we're killing people. We're killing people at a rate that has not been seen for a while in this country. Okay. 6,000. What, Bob?
Well, I was just saying, and we have to, you know, we have to strike this balance somehow, and I'm certainly not qualified to address it where it should be, but, between being able to intercept these people before they go off the deep end and becoming a surveillance state, where do we find that balance?
But that's true. I'm not talking about, you know, we put cameras in every corner and a policeman in every home. No, of course not. But there are times when people know some things are happening that they need to tell the authorities about it. On the other hand, the authorities can't come down like a bunch of like stormtroopers and be, you know, by coming down on people because they're in fear that they're going to be shot, because one leads to another and it just keeps getting worse. It's like a toilet flushing. It just is continuous like this, or a whirlpool, and you've got to do something about it. You've got to do something. You've got to break the chain somehow. I'm starting to sound like a political candidate because I'm saying, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. But I have the only solution I can think of is for the communities to stand up together and forget politicians and say, wait a minute, we've got to stop this. We have got to stop young black men shooting other young black men. We have got to stop the crimes in our neighborhoods. We have got to stand together. I mean, there's more people saying, I am afraid to walk in the streets of Reading. Now, Reading's nothing like Chicago, yet we have people that are afraid to walk down the streets here. You know, I guess, and so fear is at different levels. In Chicago, you may be afraid to walk down the street because somebody's going to drive by and shoot you. Here, you're afraid to walk down the street because there's thugs out in the street that you're having stuff stolen. It's different levels. It's different levels.
But this latest shooting being the fact that he was a Marine,
former Marine.
Well, a former Marine.
Okay.
Does that, I'm sure, because you guys are a proud band of brothers, it just is sickening.
It makes you want to see what happened from the time when he was in the Marines to the time he left until this day, today. In 6 years, what happened in the 6 years? Because, like I said, he made sergeant. And you have got to have it together. You've got to have good pros and cons, proficiency and conduct marks. You've got to have good PFT scores. You've got to have all these things. You've got to be able to work within the system to do it. If you don't, in that 5 years, you're not going to make it. So it would be interesting, it'd be really interesting for somebody to say, okay, let's look at him while he was in the Marine Corps, and let's look at it after he got an honorable discharge and then went on. What happened in those years? Because he's obviously a bright guy. If it's the same one they're talking about, he was on the dean's list at the University of Alabama. I mean, you know, so the whole thing. Anyway.
Well, we had so many things that happened. Obviously, we're right in the middle of the getting ready for the GOP convention,
which kicked off today.
Cleveland is, under heavy guard. In the convention
site. Something like 4,000 or 5,000 police and state patrol from almost every state in the nation are there.
6,000 detained and filled turkey coop. Coop.
Coop.
The chicken in the hand.
It's like corpse.
Yeah, corpse. Well, anyway.
Except she knows the difference, and she just read it, where President Obama didn't know the difference because he kept saying it.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, so coup. And it was obviously we were our faces were glued, or mine was anyway, when this whole thing broke out. And it's just one thing after the other. So, yes, we needed to escape. Yes, it was great to go to the lake. Yes, we need to talk about other things. I'm not alone here, Americans are feeling a little unraveled.
Oh, just another thing. The arson hit the back of the VFW 1934 post and sparked another fire about 30 yards away. They're saying is that arson is double what it was last year. And so you've had this. So you had the VFW post catch on fire because somebody started a fire in the trash can next to the wall. And the VFW now has water damage and smoke damage there, even though the building was, of course, saved. But, you know, what's going on with these people? I mean, what's going on with them? You know, it's kind of like a bad movie. Them. They. 7:31 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break and come back right after these messages. A portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, open 7 days a week, Espresso Joe's, coffees, but also ice cold drinks, you know, ice coffees and anything you can want to drink there. Also snacks, wine, beer. Then walk next door to a tobacco shop. It's got everything you could possibly want in tobacco and tobacco accessories and a walk-in humidor. Better-known business helps our community in 1,000 different ways. That's right, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Give me the news, I got a bad case loving you. No pills.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It's Monday, the 18th of July, and it's 25 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here. Trying to get up and get ready for school or... Well, I guess school or business.
Well, school's out, except for there are certain classes. Now, for instance, we just saw Kids Unlimited, and that was their final production, and that was, wasn't that wonderful, Carl? We got to see, kudos again, shout out to all of the kids and parents, because we know that's a huge thing. It's a 6 week, I believe, course.
Oh, at least
camp.
That long.
Yeah, and then we got to see the Broadway show, the Broadway final production on Saturday matinee.
The Time Warp.
Yeah,
and,
Time Warp.
It was... Yeah, it really was. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And Mary McCurdy is one of their top producers and sellers there. But and the reason it is because she takes care of her clients. Whether you're looking for a home or selling your home, go to Mary McCurdy at Properties by Merit and check out her website at Mary McCurdy. And that's Mary with an I, McCurdy. Or give her a call at 949-1550, marymccurdy.com, or 949-1550. We just saw Mary the other night. And you know what? She is a very entertaining lady. She talks about meeting her husband. It was hilarious. But speaking of something that's really nice here, and it's something in town, and it kind of fits into a lot of the things that we talk about health care, we welcome Mary Brace from WellCare MD. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell everybody what WellCare MD is.
Dr. Jill Friesen is providing direct primary care here in Redding, and so it's a flat monthly fee for unlimited office visits, and you also get 24/7 access straight to Dr. Jill via text, email, and phone.
Okay, now... This is kind of what do they call that kind of concierge or
it
something?
It is. It's kind. We kind of call it like concierge light.
It's the wave of the future, but it's
well,
here.
Well, I tell you what. Having we have doctors in our family, two doctors in our family, and this is something that the American public is going to need to take a look at.
Yeah, it's not quite as expensive as straight up concierge medicine, and we don't do any insurance billing at all, which people are usually like, "Whoa, this is so crazy!" No copays, no co-insurance, no insurance billing, which frees the doctor up to be able to spend as much time as you need.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, no.
So she can answer emails and phone calls. If you go to WellCareMD.com, you're going to see a lot of the things. Unlimited access for a low monthly fee. It's got on there chronic disease management, preventative medicine, women's health, cholesterol management, sports medicine, family care, urgent care, and dermatology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool that if you think that you were going to, okay, we're going to budget in for a family of four, this much money, and she's going to be the person that we go to. How many people are in this clinic?
About 350. And at 600, we'll cap, and we'll talk about whether or not we want to hire another doctor at that point to continue growing. But most primary care practices have more like 3,500 patients. And so this makes it so that you really have Dr. Jill's attention. You have a relationship with her because it's limited to that small number of patients.
And what's been your experience in the past, Mary, as far as your medical background?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not medical at all. I'm a marketing fundraiser, an office manager, yeah.
Okay, so when you heard about this, you were like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, this is pretty innovative. It's an awesome new thing, especially to come to Redding and to be able to give people the chance to have really good quality care and a relationship with their doctor.
You know, that's what people are missing now because we're going into the time where it's going to be more of an assembly line. Both of our brothers are in medicine, and the fact is they both are just wonderful. They just want to take care of their patients. But they're being driven into 7-day work weeks because of all the bureaucracy that covers all this. And this is just, you know, if you do this with a patient, you've got to do this if you're going to get paid, and you've got to put it in exactly right and all this. Now, and they both talked about, well, one is an ophthalmologist, so it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But the other one's pain management.
Yeah.
And he's under attack all the time from the government about if you give out a pain med, he goes, well, it's kind of difficult to manage pain without giving out a pain med sometimes. You can see where from the amount of work they're doing and how they're being repaid, you know, by Social Security, not Social Security, but Medicare or mm-hmm. Medi-Cal or this. They've got to take on more patients just to be able to sustain the practice.
Exactly. So then they're seeing, you know, 35, 40 patients a day. They've got like 5 to 10 minutes with each patient, and you don't really get your needs met.
Okay. And sometimes I would think in trying to, as a physician, I'm just kind of trying to think of in a physician's mind with all of their, you know, education and their experience, you still, maybe that's that extra 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes with a patient that you really can diagnose in a critical way that maybe, you know, here, take this and go home and try it kind of thing. It may be just a little bit more time with that patient.
Absolutely. Our appointments are at least a half an hour. Our first patient appointments are an hour and a half. And it's,
wow.
And it's really about, it's again, it's about the relationship, because Dr. Jill can help you to help yourself to stay well, because she gets to know you, she meets you where you're at, she's just amazing at that.
Okay, again, wellcaremd.com, we just pulled up and they've got like personal pricing, group pricing, and it's actually reasonable when you think about... If you had to go into a walk-up clinic, or you had to go something like this, you know what it would cost for a one-time deal. So this, if you were to pay this, go to find out what your age is and what it would cost. And you were to, you know, when you become a member, mm-hmm. Where you have to sign a year contract?
We do have a contract. We look at it like it's a year. The reality is we have a 2-month minimum. We don't do one-time visits. Mm-hmm. And so if something goes awry and it's not working out for you, you can cancel with 30 days notice. But it is like a gym membership. Or I just talked to someone the other day about it being like their landscaper, where you pay that flat monthly fee throughout the year. Your landscaper might come, you know, one time in the winter, but they might come, you know, multiple times a week in the summer. But it's that concept that you pay that flat monthly fee whether you come in or not, so mm-hmm. that when you do need it, we have same and next day appointments available for acute issues, and the doctor is there for you whenever you need it.
Now, this is, you still need to have insurance though for like catastrophic.
It's true. It's by law, we're all required to have insurance.
Right.
And insurance plans have to have catastrophic care and, you know, care for tiny babies and eye vision care and all of that, dental. But there are folks who are playing that, I call it Russian roulette, with not having insurance. And so this is a good model for them as well. We do have a negotiated rate for lab work, so that if someone doesn't have insurance and is paying cash for their lab work, we have a negotiated rate where the rate that they'll pay for their labs end up being about the same as those of us who have insurance.
Okay, so the part about, but then you can have, it's a different type, because then you don't have any, if you have to go in and see your doctor 5 or 6 times that, you know, that year, or even more, because for chronic pain or whatever it is, it's all covered under one cost.
One flat monthly fee for whether you have insurance or not. If you have insurance, of course, you use your insurance still for any referrals, any imaging or diagnostic tests that we can't do in the office, as well, you know, any specialists that you need to be referred to.
Okay.
Concierge medicine, like having a doctor on speed call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so great. Well, you know, we appreciate you so much. Do you have any closing thoughts here, Mary?
Just one other thought. Most people hear it the first time and they're like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And then the next thought is like, ooh, this could be kind of nice for me. And I'm trying to encourage people to go one more step and talk about how nice it would be to offer for their employees. That this makes a wonderful benefit to offer to your employees, especially if you're under 50 employees and you're not required to provide insurance for your staff. Maybe you can provide this instead or in addition to a really high deductible plan so that your staff can have unlimited access to a doctor.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can make sense, too. And the other thing is with people that because you can get a family, can you get like a family plan or
yes,
something like
when
this?
When you add two adults, there's 25% off, and mm-hmm. then children are only $15.
Okay. So this is a way that, you know, that if you've got, that you can, if you call them if something happens, you get the next day, if you've got something going on that way. And have, you know, them see everybody in the family several times a year, and it's going to save you money.
Yeah.
It will. And, so, the other thing, too, it's one of the things you always talk about is having a doctor you can sit down with for 30, 40 minutes mm-hmm. and figure everything out. They know everything about you. Mm-hmm. You can go in again in a couple months, and then, you know, or you can come back in and do follow-ups, all these things if you need. And I'm sure that they do all the normal doctor stuff.
They do. And that idea is that of having access to her is that you can focus on staying healthy, staying well. So when you have some little issue that you don't think, maybe under normal situations you wouldn't go to the doctor because you didn't want to worry about your copay or you couldn't get an appointment for a couple months or something, in this format you can really work on focusing on keeping yourself healthy, because the idea is that Dr. Jill wants to keep you healthy. She gets paid no matter what. It's not like a normal situation in a traditional office where insurance gets billed when you're sick. So it's a totally different mindset.
How long it wait for an appointment, usually? I mean, in case if you call in and say, hey, I'd like to see the doctor, you know, I've noticed a spot on my back or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. So same and next day appointments for acute issues.
Right.
And then we're probably scheduling for new patients within the week or 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not a month out.
No.
Okay. Good. All right. Hey, Mary Brace. Thank you so much.
Thanks
from,
for having me.
WellCare MD. And your location again is?
2510 Air Park Drive.
And what number do they call?
262-6626.
It's WellCareMD.com.
Yes.
On the internet. So take a look at that. This could really help out a lot of people. So
yeah,
thanks a lot for
being
here.
It's a great new way to do things.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers. 226-8350 Sharon Clark, best in business. Best businesswoman in the state, or in the city of Reading, locally owned, locally operated. All the people that work for her are insured, bonded, vetted, everything that she has. Now she'll come out and look. And if you need long term care or even short term care, you break a leg or you have some surgery and you're laid up for a few days, they can come by and check, make sure you're okay, all those kind of things, and or long term care. All that comes under Home Helpers. What a great business this is. She cares so much about what's going on and what's going on with her people. Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. Again, 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
Okay.
I saw you there, just standing there.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. On here, July the 18th, is 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. You know, enjoy this weather. Enjoy it, because this weekend in the hundreds, and it could be up to 100 and, 110 on Monday?
Into the one teens.
Into the teens on Monday. So enjoy this while you can. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. All the instructors, professional NRA instructors, all carded. All of them have been teaching for a long time. Ted Leidy owns the business, and this is his only business. This isn't a part-time business. This isn't something he does on the side. This is what he does. He teaches all over Northern California. He has teams all over Northern California, from Sacramento north, and in fact, in some places further south. All this is for one reason, is to teach concealed carry and firearm safety. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. Get into the advanced class if you already have your CCW class. Bob?
I wanted to toss this out real quick before you threw into something else. The mass insanity that is apparently Pokemon Go. Did you hear about the two young people down at the
Kids
Kingdom?
You know, we talked about that. I think we talked about it on Friday. Because here was an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. Now, they were out at 2 a.m.
What the hell was she doing?
Well, you know, but that's like saying a girl wears a short skirt. You should be able to sexually assault her. But they were out. But seven, they said, that looked like homeless came by, three women, four men. Assaulted them, stabbed one of them in the arm with a knife, took their wallets, took their stuff. But this Pokemon Go, they had two people fall off the cliffs in an Encinitas. They've had other people walk into groups and get beat up. They've had people get shot at while they're out, you know, looking at it. I've seen people all over the place. Now, I did see something kind of cute. It says, here we've spent $50 million on Michelle Obama's get up and move, you know, get off the couch. $50 million and kids are still on the couch, you know, eating and using their playing their games. Here you come, Pokemon Go, and everybody's out walking around looking for things. I saw father and son out there, and they're going, okay, and he had it out, and I said, Pokemon? He goes, oh yeah. So they're walking out together down the streets here, and other people along the river trail. I mean, they're going everywhere. Two girls said, I haven't been on the river trail for, gosh, I don't remember the last time I was on the river trail, but they're looking for these little, where do these little things come from?
They're all derivatives of the classic and more modern version of the video game, which, as I mentioned before, was founded by a guy who was into insect collecting.
Right,
and
I understand that, but how? Okay, I've downloaded Pokemon Go. By the way, it's making like 1.5 billion. I said million a day. I was wrong. It was 1.5 billion a day on this.
Yeah.
So what? Where's that little? But when I'm looking out at the game.
It's an augmented reality. The creature is superimposed on your view, and then you've got arrows that point to it and stuff. And
there's some of them that are very hard to find.
Yeah.
In one place, somebody said they found it, and it was surrounded by like 500 people come charging down there trying to get it.
Yeah. There's one in a particular area, and so there's sort of a competition. Retailers are actually signing up to have people steered near their location, like food vendors and things like that. You know, and advertising it. Well, while you're here, look at such and such.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. When we went out on the Whiskey Town, we were kayaking this weekend. One of the things I might want to tell everybody: we went out with our friends Ted and Carolyn, and then Linda and I went out. Here's what I'd like to tell everybody: when you get ready to rent a kayak. Is that you might have them pull it out of the water and look at it and see if there's water inside it. If there's a lot of water inside it, it could be an indicator that there's something wrong. And then you pull open the middle hatch there where you can store stuff. And if the seal is hanging in tatters, that's another indication it may not be working just right. Now, I can tell you this because I did not do either one of those before we took off on the kayaks. And I'm paddling along, and we stopped at the first place. I noticed, gosh, I'm kind of like behind everybody. And I saw this water in there, so I dumped out most of the water and said, okay, somebody didn't check it. And then we take off again. Now, Linda takes a little dip with her paddle, and she goes like 5 feet. Went 5 feet the other way, 10 feet. The girl, Carolyn, is out there, and she's on a kind of a sleek kayak. She takes a little dip into the with her paddle. She goes 12 feet. Ted's just way out in front. There I am, like 50 yards behind everybody. I am just paddling like a hamster in a cage. And, you know, have you seen a hamster that's on one of those wheels? I am paddling and paddling and paddling. And everybody's still ahead of me. And
I keep turning around like you're at the light behind us. You know, it's almost like a 2 blocks or 3 blocks ahead. I thought, you know what? You know, Carl is just in a space right now that he just needs to be alone. He's, you know, his face was contorting a little bit. I thought,
it was contorting.
He was contorting.
I was.
Every now and then when he's thinking, he has these face, you know, he has to make faces.
I am paddling my butt off.
And when
the water shifts inside it turns. That's why there's so much water in it. If you shift your weight a little bit, the water shifts and it turns the bow of the kayak away from where you're going. You have to backwater, get going in the same spot, and then get going
again.
So
I go around, and I, you know, only you're the one that can tell, just ladies and gentlemen, the listening audience this morning, if your boat is filled with water, say so. Don't wait till afterwards.
It does no good if you're in the middle of the lake and you realize that your water, that this thing is getting harder and harder and harder to row, and people are ignoring you. They're out chit-chatting with each other, drinking water. I'm trying to catch up. She's got all the water. I'm going, okay, I'm splashing water on myself. I'm not exaggerating when I say it was like a hamster in a cage on one of those wheels that's turning. And we get back to the place where we rented it, and I'm looking at the guy, and he goes, "Oh, did you have a nice time?" Oh, so I said, "Yeah, it was beautiful out in the lake. Yeah, it's nice. Some nice friends, my wife. Yes." I said, "But it seems like there's some water in here." And so he takes it, and it takes two of them to pull it out of the water in this kayak. And he goes, "Oh, there's a lot of water in here." I said, "Well, yeah." And so he opens up the center, and it's filled with water. And he goes, in the tatters of the seal that keeps the water out.
And the seat was broken.
And he goes, "Yeah." And then the seat was broken too. When I was out there, it was it didn't look broken. It looked like it could fix it.
I don't know.
And
when I reached out
to fix it, I know I was in a reclining position, which didn't help. Not totally reclined. So then he pulls it out, and it takes, you know, they have to pick it up and turn it over. And the lake went back up an inch. Whiskey Town Lake went up an inch because I had that much water in my kayak. So let me tell you, Now, the good thing about it was he goes, wow, this thing should have never gone out. And I'm looking at him like, I'm going to hit you with this paddle. I'm going to hit you with this.
Did he give you your rental money back?
He did. Without asking, because I wasn't going to ask.
And he went in and did it.
He says, you know what, this should have never gone out.
That was really professional of him. He took, you know, you just happened to have the guy who could do that, you know, which was nice. So, anyway, I said, Carl, I'm sorry. I don't, you know, you was up there talking, and I was back there, and I said, well, I thought you were just wanting to have some, like, moments alone to think. You know how you get.
On the plus side, Carl now has biceps that could do credit to Popeye.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've got muscles on my forearms that, you know what, frankly, I don't even know if I can walk through the door. And then I get some sympathy here from RNC. Come on, guys. Carl's trying to catch up. Sit down. Relax a bit. Do you think we have time to change socks? Yeah, I'm washing dry. Maybe have some chow. Yeah, y'all are out there eating snacks, and I'm trying to catch up. And we're going straight across Whiskey Town.
Yeah, we were going across the lake.
And there's boats going out there. Yes. I'm thinking, I'm not part of the group. They may just go around the group, and I'm going to eat propeller. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump plans to make an early surprise visit to the GOP convention this week.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee doesn't make his acceptance speech until Thursday, the last night of the convention, but he plans to arrive early so he can watch his wife's speech tonight. He told Fox and Friends that he'd love to be there when my wife speaks. Melania Trump's speech will be about love of country as an immigrant. Greg Clugston, Cleveland.
The man who killed three law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge tried to change his name last year. Officials said that he was claiming to be part of a largely black group that claims to separate from state and federal governments. Octavia Lacey is the aunt of one of the slain police officers, Montrell Jackson, and says she simply cannot understand why the shooting was carried out.
This person came from another state. That's the most devastating part to me. For him to come from another state to come, what was his motive, you know? Maybe he wanted to be killed.
Gavin Long, a black man whose last known address was in Kansas City, Missouri, carried out the attack yesterday on his 29th birthday. Turkey's state-run news agency says a total of 103 generals and admirals have been detained now for questioning across Turkey over the failed coup last week. Correspondent Dominic Sogol reports Turkey remains on edge following the failed uprising.
Turkish authorities have mobilized F-16s to patrol the skies and special forces in Istanbul to secure the streets, which is a clear sign that they are not fully relaxed, even though they say the danger is over.
In Brussels, meantime, Secretary of State John Kerry stressed that Turkey, now as a member of NATO, must uphold democracy, the rule of law, and human rights, even during the investigation.
NATO will indeed measure very carefully what is happening.
Among those being questioned, former Air Force Commander General Akin Özturk, who's been described as the ringleader of the foiled uprising. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
U.S. safety officials say they've seen only slow progress in efforts to upgrade or replace tens of thousands of rupture-prone rail cars used to transport oil and ethanol, despite a string of fiery derailments.
National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt says federal regulators need to set milestones to hold the industry accountable for getting unsafe cars off the tracks. Figures provided by the Association of American Railroads indicate just over 10,000 stronger tank cars are available for service. That's equivalent to roughly one-fifth of the 51,500 tank cars used to haul crude and ethanol during the first quarter of 2016. The NTSB says all of the older cars are prone to rupture.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. dollar is up against other North American currencies in New York trading. It's worth 1.3 Canadian dollars, up from the closing figures on Friday, and the dollar trading at 18.52 Mexican pesos. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Connecticut museum, one honoring the man who helped to create the greatest show on earth, is getting a new lease on life.
The state has approved a $500,000 grant to help restore the historic Bridgeport Museum that chronicles the life and times of legendary showman and former Bridgeport Mayor P.T. Barnum. The Connecticut Post reports the grant, approved by the State Bond Commission, will help restore the Barnum Museum, badly damaged by a tornado in 2010. The 124-year-old museum's windows were damaged and its famous dome shifted. Some collections also suffered water damage.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, it's estimated the museum needs up to $20 million worth of repairs. Phil Mickelson was terrific at the British Open, tying a major tournament record with a 63 and closing with a 65 to finish a 17-under at Royal Troon, but it was not enough. Sweden's Henrik Stenson claimed the first major championship of his career. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning, the 18th of July. As we do our update for the weather, it's currently 67 degrees. Our highs today will be 87 with our lows of around 64. It's 8:05 in the morning. Here, Carl and Linda Bott, and we have our great guests, Enjoy Magazine of this morning with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
And, of course, we're going to go to the phone. We're starting off with our first, our Wells Fargo Market morning, what do we call it? Our Market Minute. Wells Fargo with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. It's a tongue twister sometimes.
Isn't it sometimes? Monday morning especially.
Exactly. Well, good morning, everyone. The major averages are in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 37 points at 18,553. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 2,166. NASDAQ Composite, positive 29 points at 5,059. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $1.24, trading at $100 even. ARM Holdings up $19.84 a share at $66.92 after a $32 billion takeover from Japan SoftBank Corp. Mm-hmm. Microsoft up 42 cents, trading at $54.12. Looking at local stocks of interest, PG&E up 37 cents at $64.99. Target up 58 cents, trading at $73.63. JCPenney up 6 pennies at $8.52. Treasuries are lower this morning. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.56%. Now, for commodities, gold is up $3.10 an ounce at $1,332. Silver down 13 cents at $20.05. Crude oil up 93 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan Eastman, first vice president of her investment for Wells Fargo Advisors. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561.
Susan's great. Not only, you know, somebody you could sit down in front of and talk about, here's where we are, or here's where I am, and, you know, and never be, she'll always find the plan that's just right for you. Let's go to our next caller. Sally, what's happening tonight at the Patriot meeting?
Oh, we have an awesome guest coming tonight. He's coming from out of state, actually, Gavin Thiem for Liberty. And he's a public speaker. And he's also a liberty activist, and he teaches law. And he's also one of the ones that was reporting from the refuge occupation in January, and had an inside connection reporting on what was happening. And he has been traveling all over the country raising awareness about what happened up there in Malheur, and also about what the Bundys, who are still in jail up there, are going through in their court case.
Wow, they're still in jail, huh?
Yeah, they are still in jail, yes. I just read here recently that Jason Patrick was given a pretrial release, and that Ammon and his brother Ryan are just now being able to talk to each other on the phone in jail.
Oh.
So they've kept them in solitude all this time.
Well, I tell you, the federal government, once it's got you, it's got you.
Yeah.
It does. It's like a millstone that once it's got a piece of you, it will keep grinding unless you somehow become titanium strong and can stop it. So, okay. So that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Vineyard City Church on Bocelli Lane. It's 3276 Bocelli Lane. And come early, because I think we're going to have a full house.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. A one-of-a-kind saltwater pool.
And back in the pool with Kathleen Kelling.
And back in the pool there. Bob and I are over there on the machines. You're a reclining biker there. I'm going to find out if they've got a kayak type thing, so I can get in there and I can row.
Yeah.
Row for 12 hours and not move anywhere, which is kind of like it was out there yesterday. But it also has some great, all the machines you could think of. I'm sitting there and I was watching a baseball game with captioning mm-hmm. going on while I was on the treadmill. And, time just kind of goes by you. And then, of course, all the machines they have, plus free weights. Everything you could possibly want at Wellgate Sports Club. Head on down there. And after you're finished, stop by their salon there.
Boheme.
The Boheme Salon. And, you get a little facial or a little something.
It's great. It's a great place.
It is a great place. And this is a great club. 768-1205. Is
all right.
The phone number.
We totally respect and admire, Rich Novelli and the family for what they are doing in the team over there. Speaking of great teams, with us every once a month, and we miss because of the 4th of July and a couple other reasons.
Celebrations.
We have a collegian with us this morning, and she is not only that, managing editor and chief and founder, as well as best of friends, James Masada, and creator of the new wedding guide that's coming out, and two different Enjoy magazines and the store.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
James Masada, Rhonda Ball. Okay.
All right, guys.
So
love this weather.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish that could last for a while.
Well, again, we're in the middle of Colt 45 season, so what great baseball weather we are having.
And just remember that the Colt 45s are on. Every game is on KCNR 1460. If you can't make it down there, catch it right here on the station.
And that's what our cover is this month. This issue has a lot of Colt 45s kind of worked and weaved throughout it.
There's a lot. They have a lot of local players mm-hmm. on the team this year, and the plus they're having a great year, and they're just fun to go out and look at and watch.
Yeah.
They are really fun games.
They are fun games. Yeah. I mean, you go out there and it costs $5 to get in.
Yeah.
If you can't score a ticket from somebody, if you need some tickets, give us a call. 605-4567. And they're good for any time of the year. And I think there's just a couple weeks left, though.
Yeah.
So you got to get out there.
Yeah, summer's clicking by pretty quickly.
Oh my gosh, it's over halfway gone.
Why not?
And you can get a hot dog and a Coke for $5.
Nice.
Well, we usually have you on the first part of the month when mm-hmm. the new magazine comes out. We talk about things in the issue of July. So let's cover a few things that we know that are going to be continuing over, because it's about people, places, and things that are not just of July, of course.
No.
The Colt 45 games, of course, go on to August, but we have some theater. We have
there's all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Movies in the park.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Tell us what's happening with
movies
and how that's been going.
We are in our eighth season.
That's crazy.
And, I just want to give a shout out to all the people that support us and their respect. I mean, I had Dan Amaker, who is a family friend, that when I, the very first night we set up, I ran into him at McDonald's in Walmart while I was picking some supply up, and I heard his voice, my head turned. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I haven't seen you in years." I said, "I'm doing movies in the park. Tonight's our first night." He goes, "Oh, I'll come check it out." We were trying to figure out how to set this thing up. He's brilliant. He helped us set it up. And for literally 7 years, almost every Friday night, he's been there volunteering.
Wow.
And then we also have a gentleman who is an X-ray technician for the veterans. His name is Greg. And he stumbled upon us one night, and he's been with us for at least four and a half, five years.
Yeah. Wow.
And so this is all volunteer-based through Enjoy Magazine. We have these people that are very dedicated and give their time to set up this great event, and this year's season has been completely awesome. We've had incredible turnout. June, July, August, every year, the Friday nights, we go in the park, and it's always been Caldwell Park, and then we do Anderson River Park in July, and then in August we come back to Reading, and we were at the convention center for a long time. Now we're at Enterprise Park. So we try to service the communities, and then the last Friday of each month we go down to Red Bluff to service them as well. But, you know, I often just say that just besides Enjoy Magazine, we have to give a shout out to our sponsors, and that's Dignity Health and Rolling Hills Casino. The two of them step in greatly and really do an amazing job of helping us to license these films. It's a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of intricacies that go into doing this. You can't show a movie. You have to license them, and they're very expensive. And then Dignity is amazing because the third Thursday of each month they come.
Friday.
The third Friday, thank you, my dear, of each month they show up with a big vending trailer. It's part of their Hello Human Kindness program. And this last Friday in Anderson, they showed up with their trailer, and we gave away 60 gallons of drinks and over 700 bags of kettle corn free to our attendees. So,
wow.
Yep.
So this is an opportunity, before we take our quick break here, is that you can go see movies in the park. It's free. If you would like to make a donation, you know, it's a family coming out, being able to experience seeing a movie as a group, or if you want to go on a date.
We get it all.
It's just fantastic. Let's talk more about that when we get back here on KCNR. Please hold our calls. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, one of our favorite places to go for estate jewelry and watches and everything that you could possibly want. Four Winds Jewelry, we'll be right. Bleh. You know what we're going
to
do.
Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today. 1-800-928-9027 or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful
Monday morning, July the 18th.
Take a deep breath. 18th of July. It's currently 68 degrees. Our highs are going to be 87 today. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning. Well, I know Carl isn't old enough. But the Colt 45 games for seniors are only $3.
Oh, and that's right. That's
seniors
right.
Get out there.
It is only $3.
Yeah.
It's a great time. It's a great time, isn't it?
It's, oh, my gosh. There's nothing like watching college kids. They have such heart.
They do. They have a great time. Okay, yeah. Roberta. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I love college
ball. This portion
ball.
Of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We went out there the other day to repair a little star mark in Linda's window. It is a great place to go to. A veteran-owned. He guarantees his work from small cracks to chips to cracks over 2 feet in length. All of this at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market. Give him a call at 241-8373.
Let's talk again with welcome back to Rhonda Ball and James Masada on this Monday morning, talking about Enjoy. One of the articles you've got tagged here is Aging Beautifully.
It's deceptive.
Yes, it is. Because I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking for the chin lift. Well, what are
beauty
we seeing?
Cream.
But it's celebrating the centennial of America's national parks.
Yes, this year is the 100-year celebration of the national parks here in the United States. And, of course, being in California, we have some of the most beautiful parks in the country. This is an article that just talks about several of the parks that are located in our North State and the celebrations that will be going on. And it's just really the whole purpose is to get they're trying to focus on young people, getting them exposure coming in out into the land and seeing the great wonders that we have to offer and what are protected and what we're doing with our park systems. And so this is a really great article just to remind people where we live. And, what natural resources we have and what
and
we're...
And if you don't live here, yeah. there are 407 National Park Service sites nationally. So there's some place for everybody.
And, I just saw today when you were talking about the Redwoods and a few other places over there, it was worth, it was like 400 and something jobs in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And millions of dollars are coming in because they've had 500,000 people come visit the Redwood Parks in the surrounding areas. So, that's everything. I mean, that's hotels and food and gas, all that stuff.
And it's pretty amazing when you think about it, something that was there before almost we were there. Some of these redwood trees have been here for thousands and thousands of years. And, we're sitting here going, oh, good, pat ourselves on the back for protecting them, which they should be protected. I mean, they're marvels of the world. But they're a built-in revenue stream. People come from all over the planet to come visit these trees, and you don't really have to do anything much other than just let them grow.
keep them from,
you know what I mean?
Keep them from cutting them down. But you're right, and it is. You talk about a kind of a low maintenance, unless you're trying to keep the whole area, kind of cut back, not the trees themselves, but around them so they're protected from fire. And, and those are jobs, too. And it cleans out the forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit harder to pass on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, if you've had a chance, there's books on all the national parks,
mm-hmm.
and you just try to, you know, I've gone through Zion and Bryce and Grand yep. Canyon, and I mean, and they're small parks mm-hmm. that people don't realize, and they're just beautiful,
they
but
are.
Nobody goes to them.
And we actually were honored the Volcanic Legacy Byway, which is an organization that represents what we have here, which starts to the south of us and goes into southern Oregon, because we have a very active chain of, obviously, volcanoes and their wonders of the world in themselves. They came to us several years ago to create a book called the Volcanic Legacy Byway, which we are sold in a lot of the park areas and all over, but we carry it in the store, and it's one of our most popular books, and we just feel really honored to be able to have a hand in it, that they came to us publishers to make it. And it's an amazing book if you're looking for yourself and or for a gift that somebody's visiting, because it literally is a guided tour through the whole byway, and it gives you areas where you can write notes about your trips and your journeys and all the places to stop.
That's
and
great.
It's an awesome
it's a neat book.
Yeah, it is a neat book.
Well, wouldn't that be fun to do, is go through that and then everyone
And we've been doing we just got done with a three-part story in the magazine over
doing
the last...
Actually five.
Is it a five-part?
There'll be one in the August issue, but we've been doing one every month since February on sections of the volcanic
byway. One of the things that you have in this in the July issue here, and I'm sure we can find more out about that in the with going into the store as well, but August 6th, Lassen Park activities, you're going to have a naturalization ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. 100 new citizens will take United States oath in a ceremony at Manzanita Lake on the 100th birthday of the park.
Yep.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know what I find kind of amusing, too, is after doing the story about aging beautifully, that you have an advertisement next to it on for plastic surgery. I just kind of thought, I mean, was that on purpose?
One of the things
there's the brilliant mind of art.
There you go. You know what? That was beautiful. Right? You know, oh, yeah, aging beautiful. Oh, look, plastic surgery. Yeah, I got that.
One of the things we'll be attending is the centennial celebration with the orchestra and floating luminarias at Whiskey Town.
Yes.
And we've been invited to go on there's a new party barge.
Oh, at Whiskey Town?
At Whiskey Town. So we've been invited to go on this party barge and then go to the symphony afterwards. So
nice.
Should be really a wonderful thing to, again.
Could you imagine, though? I have never done it, but I could see if you, like, in the evening when the sun is setting in the forest, if you had a real live symphony playing in that kind of setting.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
That's what's going to happen.
Goosebumps.
That's what's going to be there.
Yeah.
But it's going to be there. So
yeah, the
August 30th.
August 20th.
Yeah. August 20th.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay. What
Very
else do we
cool.
have out there?
What else do we got, my dear?
Oh, we've got all kinds of fun stuff.
I can't get my
magazine. I did like
in
the idea about the aging beautifully. And
so
then,
you guys live in an interesting home, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Is it a Victorian?
No, it's not a Victorian, but there is there are two Victorians across the street from us. Our house was built in the 60s.
Okay.
Part late 50s.
40s.
It's many build-ons.
Many generations.
Yes.
it's had several build-ons.
Yeah, 40s, 50s, and 60s. You,
right.
You kind of lived
that.
That's
about it. That was it.
The bathrooms are blue and pink tile and green and pink tile.
I love that.
And we kept them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's back again. So.
Yeah.
So you just
green
wait,
toilet,
wait
green
50
thing.
Years and things come right back.
And she wonders why I keep the clothes I keep.
So we have another article that's found on page, 39, and it's called The Historic Durham House in Bed and Breakfast. And I like the way the story starts out. It talks about, you know, a B&B is a B&B is a B&B, and, you know, that's not true, but it is kind of, because once Bed and Breakfasts took off years ago, it seems like they're a dime a dozen and they're everywhere. And so, anyway, this is a really interesting story that, you know, only about, Durham's probably about... 70, 80 miles south of us, mm-hmm. that you can find an old historic bed and breakfast that's been renovated by this couple that was originally built in 1874, and it was built by W.W. Durham and his wife, Minnie Van Ness, daughter of the San Francisco mayor, James Van Ness, and was built, like I said, in 1978, and it's done... 1874. 1874. I have my old glasses on. I got new glasses,
because I'm not sure which page it was. It's page 19,
it's
not
page
39.
Oh.
Not 39.
There you go. I'm doing Braille right now on the magazine. Yeah. I can't use my new glasses. I can't see in them. So anyway, I have to go get those fixed. Anyway, this is a Victorian, but it is in an Italian style. And so it said that here that it would, you know, host parties and events there that would even make Gatsby jealous. So this is done in, it's like been basically brought to its original state. And so if you're looking for just, you know, almost like a staycation or a getaway that's close to home, you don't have a lot of time.
That's a good place to go.
At night, yeah.
Durham House Inn.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 111 or 12 or 13 on Monday. If your conditioning is not working, why don't you call the best in the North State? And that's Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State, voted in. Why? Because they are the best in the North State. They can be best in the North State forever. Martin and his people do such great work over at Alliance Heating and Air, any type of heating or cooling system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine and, of course, Linda Bott. It is 8:29 in the morning here on the 18th of July, a Monday.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's okay, sweetie. Carl and Linda Bott, it is Monday, July the 18th. It's 69 degrees going up to 87 today. It's going to be so nice. Enjoy it. Walk outside. Put on that put on that down vest because this weekend it's going to be hot. How hot? It's going to be so hot that they've got to put two beagles were found putting a rabbit in an air conditioned area just so it could they could chase it because it's that hot. Okay, 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I would never go anywhere else to get a haircut. Just had one there, and it was, you know, spectacular, as usual.
Well, you look sharp.
Well, thank you very much, because they give great haircuts down there, and, you know, it's just a good place to go to. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine.
Oh, my gosh, you weren't kidding about the weather. I just looked at my app.
Yeah, what did it say? What's it say for Monday?
I thought we were joking.
For Monday of next week?
Yeah. Yeah.
113.
113 degrees.
Oh,
let's go back to Alliance Heating and Air.
Or the lake. Spend time at the lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Enjoy the Magazine, of course. Great magazine that puts out really super places to go to for the month, things that are going on. And if you use this or you keep these, and if you go online, you can catalog these things. Really, you know, places I want to go to and just take them from different magazines. And you can do kind of like a, probably a two-week trip just hitting the spots you have.
Easily.
And just, yeah, even just in
each
Shasta
month.
County.
Yep.
You know?
Okay. What's next?
We have another great place to go to relax and another staycation type of place, and that is
which is new for all of us, we found out here. We just discovered that none of us knew about this place.
No, no. And this is Sosde Resort, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, it's spelled T-S-A-S-D-I, and it's one of the best-kept secrets in the North State. This is on Lake Shasta in Lakehead, and it's a resort with about 20 cabins and...
secrets.
So cool.
Yeah, it's a private resort, and they
You said that it was one of the largest resorts on the lake.
Yeah, yeah, and I...
It can take 130 people on it. I mean,
yeah.
They've got cabins.
And they have weddings out there, and it just looks beautiful. There's all kinds of activities. You can play volleyball. You can go swimming in their pool. There's basketball courts and game rooms and all kinds of fun stuff. So it just looks like a really fun place to be and to get away. And it's on Lakeshore Drive in Lakehead.
Everything, like they have kayaks, canoes, paddle boards that their guests can use, all included.
Yeah, and everything's included, too. So.
Yeah.
That's you have to
pretty
book
cool.
The, say you have to book the whole place, or you can just take a
no,
cabin?
No, you can just get a cabin,
okay.
But a lot of
right.
people use it
for
like
a large event.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. weddings and, you know, like a destination wedding. So
that's cool.
And it's like, fun. You know, it's you know, they've, you know, it's, they keep it, whoever owns it keeps it for, they said only the fifth owner.
Yep.
Huh. They're here.
Yep.
And in the 5 decades they've had it there. Okay.
Pretty
very cool.
Cool.
Love that. Okay, we're going to try that. That's absolutely a place that we need to go to. We have so much that I'm just reading about so many things. We got the helicopters, PJ Helicopters in Red Bluff. If you're looking for, I don't even, there's a, you know, we have pilots. Of course, we spend a lot of time at Benton Doggy Park. So
it's,
come in and out. And our next door neighbor flies for, is it Reach?
Yeah, flies
mm-hmm.
for Reach.
Right.
In fact, he had retired. Because he wanted to do other, you know, he wanted to retire, but he's back flying again, so he can keep the number of pilots up.
Yeah.
And this guy has been flying his whole life. And,
what's really interesting
guy.
About this helicopter company is they use their helicopters. One of their things that they do is they fix power lines, so they have people hanging from the helicopters.
My God!
And they're just
Have you ever
experts.
Seen a video on the helicopters that? Maintain those massive power lines
no,
for our
grid. Interesting.
Go to YouTube. It will blow your mind. They are these huge helicopters that fly the lines and inspect them. And then at some point, the actual workers climb out of the helicopter onto the lines. And they're in like body mesh metal suits. And they have to have
metal?
Antennas that go and touch the lines to like.
Ground them.
And your mind is just blown. Like, you've got to be an absolute nutcase to be able to go do the job. When I saw it on YouTube,
People say, oh, they're getting a raise. You know what, for these linemen, I have no problem them getting raises. It's their upper management that sit back and don't do this kind of thing. That's the problems we have with. But, yeah, I've hung from the bottoms of helicopters. I've launched out of the sides of helicopters and the sides of mountains. And it's just something that the amount of trust you have to have in that pilot, especially if you're spy rigging and he pulls you up out straight out of the jungle and off you go with six of you hanging on to this thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so when you're going down this and they're talking about stepping out of it on top of the power lines.
That's what I'd say. Pull. And then,
well, you know that shows how good these pilots are. Mm-hmm. So,
well, PJ Helicopters employs a fleet of 26 helicopters and 4 fixed wing planes, all of which are maintained to rigorous standards by a team of 17 maintenance employees. Most helicopters are commonly referred to as Black Hawks and have been acquired through U.S. government surplus auction. All have been in combat and are decommissioned through a highly detailed process. So you can just see it's, you know,
the
some of the guys
of their technology.
Absolutely. The level of experience, expertise needed to fly and maintain the PG fleet has brought in employees from across the country as well as Australia and New Zealand. Our peak staffing last year was 82 people. The company's sole female pilot hails from Utah and gets to return to home at least, summer for a fire contract. So, I mean, fascinating story again. Once again, wonderful highlights in the Enjoy July issue.
And very interestingly, that this article has been designed and laid out by a high school designer, one of our newest designers, Richard Martinez's son. His name is Ryan Martinez, and Richard is, and his family owns Shasta Gold caramel corn, which we sell in the store. So his son came to us and asked if he could design, and is this his first piece?
This is his first piece, yeah.
No, it's very good.
He did a great job.
We love having those type of young people participate be a part of the development of the magazine. So
right.
That's so awesome.
Also in the article, we talk about the Trinity Golf Course.
Yeah.
And I've seen it through the years as it's closed. It became a comedy place. Yeah. It's become, you know, all different kinds of, but it's really looks like it's got a beautiful resurgence.
Mm-hmm. And it's now a co-op. So, and I think that's going to keep it open.
Not open to the public?
It is. No, it's open to the public, but several people own it together.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah, and I think you can buy into it even still. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Well, if you want to play golf and look at the mountains, it's a beautiful place to do it, so...
Yep. It's beautiful.
No, I was just talking to Bob. Instead of just mouthing it, I just used the word. we've got somebody on the line we're going to go to in a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got two articles on the river.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On rowing the river.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. fishing the river.
Fishing mm-hmm. the river. Yeah. Well, you know,
welcome summer.
The civilizations of the world seem to revolve around our waterways, and we've got one of the premier waterways in the country, but obviously in California, and it runs a good length of the North State, and that's where we live. So, amazing things happen around our waterways.
Yeah, we, like I just said yesterday, we had an opportunity to be on Whiskey Town,
which I love,
and
Whiskey
we thought,
Town.
My Whiskey God, Town's you know, great. We've been here what 10 years? We need to love our water more, our waterways more, and the preservation of it. We just haven't. I don't know what happens. You know, you get busy with events. I don't know. I don't know what happens. Time flies, but boy, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad we accepted an invitation from friends yesterday. That's mm-hmm. what that was.
And you know what? And you're right. And the Whiskey Town is so beautiful. I mean, it's full. It's the water is clear.
Cool.
We went into one of the streams that's coming down into the lake itself, mm-hmm. which it's in itself is beautiful.
Yep.
And people need to appreciate, but to use it too in a good way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so being out on the lake, and it wasn't, you didn't feel like you're going to get run over by boats out there.
And I have respect for Shasta. It's a beautiful lake.
Oh,
and
yes,
I love it.
Absolutely.
But it is definitely a recreation lake. I mean, that's where you go just to have that. What I like about Whiskey Town is that it's a lot more mellow, and the different waters, different environments, different vibe completely.
It is.
You know.
And you can go on down, you know, in the like I said, the water's clear. You can go down, you can kayak, you can, you know, they've got boats for, you know, party boats out there.
And they now have the paddleboards, stand-up paddleboards.
And the paddleboards, we saw those going by yesterday, too. And this one lady was there with her daughter. in the front of it as they were paddling out. Husband was in a kayak.
Uh-huh.
Other kids were in kayaks, and here comes mom with the paddleboard and the youngest.
The baby
with
on
them.
Front.
Yeah.
And then we also have the river. So another great recreation place. And they have Paddle California coming up, and this is an event that's a camping trip, kind of, and a four-day river trip. Do they start in Anderson and go all the way to Chico?
Yep.
They said something that the water...
Miles.
The water
100 miles.
Is it 100?
100 miles.
100
sorry.
Miles.
Yeah.
What did you say, 400?
500? I said 4. Oh. I was remember thinking that it was a lot longer.
Oh, because it does talk that the river is 447 miles.
Okay, that's why. Sorry.
But this is a 100-mile trip down the Sacramento River from Redding to Chico, and they go about 25 miles a day and camp after they do all their canoeing or paddleboarding or whatever they want to do. Kayaking, and it's an event that's been going on for several years, and this starts. You can sign up to do it, and it's from September 29th to October 2nd, and
so,
that's Paddle
so
California.
So it's a 4-day trip.
A 4-day trip,
and they obviously are providing everything, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, obviously you pay to do it, and then everything's provided. You camp, and I think there's about 40 people. 40 people have. Did it last year. So
that's interesting. And the thing about it is, it's going since you're going with the flow of the river.
Yeah,
it's not like you're going to have to.
It's not like you in the lake.
It's not like me in the lake at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we're going to take a break, but before we do, let's go to the phones. Jim Dahl. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Carl, and thanks to Enjoy Magazine. What a great magazine, and I love all the articles. So we were up with the grandkids on Shasta Lake going up the Sacramento River on Friday, and it's just gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
And so it's a great place, and Whiskey Town is one of our favorite lakes to go to because it's mellow.
Mm-hmm.
So
we also want
nice.
To say, Jim, thank you again, because Jim married Carl and I.
Oh, neat.
Oh. Oh, well,
yeah.
that was a privilege.
Yeah.
And how many years? That's only a short year or two.
2008. January 1st, 2008.
Yes, it was a fun time together. Hey, I wanted to call in to thanking you guys for all you do, but wanted to share a little tribute for Senator Runner, Sharon Runner, who passed away last week. And...
Yeah, you're on. Hello?
Am I still there?
Yeah,
you're
here.
Yeah,
you're now.
I'm sorry. Something happened on my phone. And Sharon Runner was a senator from the Lancaster area, and her husband, George, of course, who I represent for the State Board of Equalization here in Northern California, she was just a remarkable woman. Who was a real testimony to love, and she passed away. She had a double lung transplant 4.5 years ago, and she lived life all the way. She stepped down from being a senator, actually, during her recovery, and then she recovered so well that they asked her to run again, and she handily won. Nobody opposed her, actually. And... So she passed away very quietly in her home. We were with them on Monday and Tuesday just prior to her last week, prior to her passing. And she was gracious all the way to the end. And so I know we as a state are losing a really good senator who worked well with others. She was one who co-sponsored the Jessica Law. And push that through the legislature down there, and I just know we've lost a great lady, but are very thankful for all she did for us in the state of California.
Okay, well, yeah, and I was sorry to hear that too, because of knowing that she had fought back from the double lung transplant and everything. So, hey, Jim, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for all you do, and thanks to Enjoy Magazine.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, July the 18th. It's 69 degrees, going up to 87 today. Oh, it's going to be such a beautiful day today. Get ready, because the rest of the week is going to be a little bit hotter.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're a little off the clock this morning, but that's okay. It's Monday, so we get to be off the clock. 68 degrees with our highs of 87 today. I want you all to prepare for a huge week ahead of us. I know we're at break. We're all talking about world events, but we always like to bring it down to like what is cool in our community that we can do to support, like movies in the park, enjoy the store, enjoy the magazine, and the wonderful people who are putting forth their energies for business, doing creative things. We must continue to support those things as we feel like the world is in mayhem.
Yeah.
And so, just count your blessings. Be happy for we've got Rhonda Ball with us this morning and James Masada. And, of course, Carl and Linda are here this morning, myself, here in the morning show this Monday on the 18th of July.
And I say we brace ourselves for the week. Of course, we're looking at 111 degrees and 107 degrees. As we
113
get into,
is
yeah,
one.
Next week. But anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Budget Blinds. And if you're looking at cutting back on the heat in your house, this might be a way to do it because they can put these solar shades out. Budget Blinds can. It will cut the amount of sunlight coming in your house. It will control the heat coming in, so that means your air conditioner doesn't have to work so hard. And REU may even give you back up to $500 in rebates. I tell you, Jerry's goal is to help every one of the customers work inside your budget to make your window coverings just outstanding. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com.
And it says that there's going to be a dangerous heat wave to scorch U.S. Temperatures over 100 degrees and brutally high will combine to deliver a potentially dangerous heat wave to much of the central and southern U.S. this week.
Yep.
This may be the worst heat waves in the last few decades, according to the National Weather Service warned. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking Little Rock, Shreveport, Kansas City, Omaha.
All the way up to Minnesota.
All the way up
to
Minnesota.
You know what they say is a big contributor? Right now in the Midwest, they have the corn crops, and the crops are planted so thick that they create their own weather, that the weathermen actually look at dew point because there is so much water content being evaporated from the corn crops that it creates part of the heat wave and the humidity and the dome that they're saying is going to cover the central part of the country.
It's almost like a movie. I know.
The crop.
The crop. I think there was a movie like that. Come to think of it, it had to be as you walk through the... the cornfields, the scarecrow would take you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was just saying that they were going to be celebrating the 100th year of the U.S. Park Service. About 25 years ago or 30 years ago, they took down the sign that said, many land for many uses or something like that, they used to say. And that's when the U.N. took it over, so... I think it's probably 25-year anniversary for the UN.
Oh, well, I don't think so. Anyway, thanks. Thanks, Jim.
All right, bye.
I think we may be confusing BLM, National Park
Service,
and Forest
Service. Not BLM, it's National.
Yeah, BLM is Land of Many Uses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's BLM.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Okay, let's go on to the, what's the next one we're looking at?
Well, first of all, have you guys seen the producers? College?
I have heard fabulous things about it. This is the last weekend to see it, I believe.
Yes. This is the last weekend.
And Bob Kurlock starring in that.
Yes.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Let's talk about.
I see Bob Kurlock every day. That's kind of almost like seeing.
Yeah, it's an article on the new theater director.
Gregory Thorson, and this is his third play at Shasta College, and. Oh, my gosh. It is so good. It is so good.
I had a girlfriend. In fact, we saw them yesterday sailing on Whiskey Town, and she saw it. She said, you must go see the producer. She said, it is so well acted. That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Well acted, well done.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it makes you smile the whole time. And Mel Brooks, I mean.
I know.
But anyway, Greg Thorson is a fantastic director, and he's the instructor now at Shasta College, the drama instructor, theater instructor.
Drama.
And I think that he is doing a fabulous job.
Fantastic. Yeah. So good to hear.
Yes. Yeah. So he comes with a lot of really great experience, too. So, but yeah, if anybody can go and see
So we
that.
Have a new director,
Shasta
new theater
College, yep.
director at Shasta College, and the production has been this particular season... The producers,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, let's see, what is it? Did they do a Wednesday night performance? Is it Thursday?
I think it's Thursday, and I'm not sure if they have. Okay, so this week it's the 21st through the 23rd.
Okay, so the 21st would be
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday to Saturday. So you only have three more nights to go.
All right.
I saw it already, but I'm going to go see it again because it was so
I'll probably go
good.
Thursday night, I think.
Yeah.
I need to put that under my belt and say that we went and we supported and it's great. Bob,
you buy tickets just there at the door or do you have to order them online?
You can do both. Yeah, you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy them there, you have to make sure to have cash.
Okay.
And also the kid that plays opposite of Bob is... Blake Fisher, and he was in Mary Poppins.
He was the chimney sweeper. Good.
He was good, and unfortunately for him, during that production, he hurt his leg, so he didn't.
I remember
get,
that he didn't get to dance.
He didn't get to do what he was had been training to do. I mean, he still did an excellent job. You wouldn't have known, but just I mean, I, he's an exceptional young performer.
Yeah,
I
he's
really
a
like
great
him.
Singer. He's and Bob singing and dancing is just, you know, and I know Bob personally, so it just makes me smile. He does such a great job. So
yeah, Fiddler on the Roof, that was just such a memorable performance. So does this probably equals his ability to be such a song and dance man?
He's just charismatic on stage. I just love watching him.
So funny. Yeah. I love people in life and then people on the stage.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I mean, how they can just transform themselves. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. So what's Movie in the Park this Friday coming up?
We'll be at Anderson River Park. We'll be showing Disney's Inside Out, which is...
Oh, my gosh. Never so got good. To see that
I
movie.
I haven't seen it either.
People just... Adults, all ages, all different kinds of people that have seen that movie just said, you have got to see this movie.
Disney's gotten real clever about creating movies that are, you know, animated that actually can cater to both adults and children at the same time. You know, there are different streets going on where your brain, depending on your development, either pick up or don't, you know,
that are
humorous. And
double entendre.
Yes. And so
they had a documentary on the... Imagineering and how they went, how they, you know, what they were down to one film maybe, and they were packed in a little place, and nobody, they thought really frankly Disney was going to go out of the business of doing animation, and how bringing in a few extra, bringing in some people, and how it changed, and now it got so much better, and how they're riding that crest now.
Amazing.
And Enjoy the Store has done some remodeling.
Yeah, if you haven't been in lately, we're in the process. It's taking us a little while, but we're trying to really kind of reorganize and restructure how the store is laid out. We are doing it very organically, like we've always done it, but we've actually created some things. We have our new honey hutch, where you have a variety of 8 different local regional honeys that are, you know, one section that's really fun. People love honey. They love to know about the bees and all the different things that we've got there. We've got, you know, bees, 100% beeswax candles. We just put in our pantry, which is a lot of our specialty products that are made from, you know, farmers and producers all throughout here, the North State. Olive oils, dipping sauces, mustards.
I mean, now, how many? You've got this store, and you've got what?
One in Red Bluff really actually caters to, I mean, it's got a store, but it's, you know, smaller pared down store. But it really caters to if you're going in for coffee, wine, and now the brewery's in there. So it's a lot of entertaining. You can go in on Friday nights and listen to music. You can rent space out and have, like, wine down Wednesdays. So we've got that. Cool. And then we have our store in Visalia, California, which is pretty amazing as well. And it's very diverse in its products. And Monica, who's the owner down there and runs the magazine down there, is also an interior designer. And she just got done doing... 2 restaurants and Stafford's Chocolates. She just helped them open a new chocolate store and did all the design. So,
well, thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Check out the Enjoy Store on Placer and
California.
Yep. Tomorrow, Jim Watson, who is an expert on the Seitz Reservoir, is going to be our guest and talking about that and saving water, along with Turtle Bay. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's a good day today. It's going to get hotter later on this week. Take care.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
National Convention, it's Melania Trump's turn to speak.
His wife's speech is the beginning of what I would call the family testimonials that will describe Donald Trump the man.
Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort says tonight's speech in Cleveland by Mrs. Trump will be a turning point. Manafort says many states that typically go Democrat are now in play as Donald Trump prepares to accept the GOP presidential nomination. The ambush murder of 3 police officers in Baton Rouge has sent shockwaves through the law enforcement community nationwide. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams asked whether it's changing security for the big Republican event in his city.
Not for the convention, for the officers out in the neighborhoods. Again, just like the tragedy in Dallas, officers are more keen.